Hi, this is Ash, and this is From the World of Tech. So, first story first. This is from 9 to 5 Google. And mostly today we're going to talk about the Google Pixel 6. So the Pixel 6 specs, as you know, it's got a Tensor chip, 120Hz display, 4x zoom, and under display fingerprint. We have discussed about the Google Tensor chip on the last episode, their specs, as well as how is it gonna stand by like Snapdragon 888. But today we're gonna talk about Pixel 6 specs, because I'm really excited about this Pixel after such a long time. So display is for the simple Google Pixel 6 is 6.4 inch, 90Hz display. It's got Google Tensor, and according to me, the Titan M2 chip, the security chip by Google, that is really good in their phones, is gonna be built into the Tensor chip itself. And first times first for Google, and under display fingerprint sensor. The colors are red sand, red slash sand, blue slash green, and gray slash black. Standard 50 megapixel ultra wide and 12 megapixel, standard 50 megapixel ultra wide, 12 megapixel battery all day. That's what they say, you know. It's just a corporate talk of saying, hey, anything between 4 to 7 hours, which is good. The thing is, as far as we know, it's about 200 to 4,800 mAh battery. So it can be good, it can be bad. Considering like Apple really does pretty well with the included A-series processors, how good their software is, how good their hardware is, they can optimize it even with like 2,000 mAh batteries. That is still in many of their phones, they still give a whole day battery. I don't get it, I really don't, because this is not how it should be, considering how far we have come through. Apple is trying to live in the old past. Let's see how Google is gonna fare when they make everything themselves as well, including the software Android, the hardware Pixel, as well as the chip Tensor. Pixel 6 Pro specs. Now, we do know it's got 5,000 mAh battery, 33 watts over USB-C, and the same 50 megapixel primary sensor, 12 megapixel ultra wide, as well as a 48 megapixel telephoto, which is new for Pixels because they never have more than two cameras. So let's see how they're gonna compete with the with everything now. So it's a 6.7 inch, that's a big boy, that's a big boy. Quad HD plus, 120Hz display, right on time Google. Same chip with Titan M2, biometrics again under the display fingerprint sensor, colors gray, black, sand yellow, as well as gray and light gray. I don't know which one should I buy. I think I'll stay with gray black, which is my favorite. Everything looks in black, everything looks good in black, everything good. Battery is 5,000 mAh, and charging is 33 watts wired. So let's see how they're gonna fare up with the likes of Samsung as well as the likes of Apple with their latest phones 13 just being released. I don't know what's gonna happen, but whatever it's gonna be, we'll see, because I'm gonna buy one and check it out. So now let's go to the second one, where there was a hands-on Pixel 6 prototype video that got leaked over the internet. So let's see how it's gonna fare up. So it just hit on Twitter, and it's a prototype model that is nearly identical what we saw in the retail models, and there's no drastic difference in the final product, but this is the best look yet at Pixel 6 Pro. So M. Brandon Lee, This Is Tech Today, literally tweeted this, and we'll see how it's gonna be. But the start, oh my god, the Android 12 start that's on the Pixel 6 Pro here, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. I'll link the video onto to the Twitter on the description. Make sure to follow it and see what's going on. Okay, now see, and last but not the least, let's go to the XDA developers and talk about the Pixel 6 FCC series. FCC filings popped up, and we got the best look yet at what is gonna be in there. As far as we can see, we got both Wi-Fi 6E as well as ultra wideband, but there is something problematic. So according to the graph that I can see here on the XG developer, the link will be in the description, there is basically in three versions, there is a mmWave 5G, and in three versions there is not. Again, then there is an overlapping with ultra wideband that's available only in two, whereas Wi-Fi 6E is available in all of them. So we are not sure in which version we are gonna get both ultra wideband as well as mmWave 5G. As I live in Canada, I can only assume that millimeter wave 5G is available, but I am not sure what's gonna happen. See, and that is basically what we got it. But if you want, I would just say either get 6.8 VOU, which is the version, which is the model number where you can find all three of them, as well as GF5 KQ, which is got everything else again. And that's gonna be all for today. I'm sorry if there is a little bit of noise in the background, because I got a little bit of cold here, and as well as it's really late at night, uploading it at 12 o'clock, and I had just had myself a little bit of beer. So I just hope you find it entertaining enough. Remember, I'm coming on to YouTube sooner than later, and let's see how it's gonna be. Thank you.